Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
All right, we're halfway home on a Friday. Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. Thanks so much for being with us this morning. Really appreciate you. I'm Woodsy. That's Paul Reindel, the executive producer. Ben Higgins, your friendly neighborhood sports anchor, joins us as well. Morning to you, gentlemen. Nice, fun 2 hours so far. Yeah. We got 2 hours left to go. We got the skipper, Mike Schilt, joining us at 9 a.m.
Yep, don't forget the manager's report with Mike Schilt, refreshed by Eco Water SoCal. Try alkaline water for just $9.95 a month. Eco Water SoCal, keeping it soft since 1925.
That's right. We've been keeping it soft since 1975. Very soft guys. I think both of us.
Yeah, especially me.
I'll give you that. In a contest of softness, you probably win it. But I'm not far behind. Was unable to jump a car yesterday, just adding to the list of...
Jump a car.
You heard me?
Jump a car.
Like, yeah, you heard me. I jumped to jump start a car. I was unable to do it.
Jump a car. I was thinking...
Not jump
like,
over.
I was thinking like NBA slam dunk contest where they pull the car out onto the court and you had to...
Jump a car.
Why would I do
a
that?
Car to like, you know, dunk a basketball. I'm going, of course you couldn't jump a car. Jump a car.
Jump start.
Red to red, black to black.
Correct.
Couldn't figure it out.
But it wasn't a regular car.
So that's where I get, I feel like a little bit of grace. So we had Bo had a play date with his buddy Vance. And Vance's grandfather came over and was waiting. You know, they were going to let him play in the street for a while. And we were playing some baseball. And I said, does Vance need, no, he's good. You guys just play. I'll be in my car doing my work or whatever. I said, all right, nope. So he's sitting out in his car, and I guess the battery went dead. And so my wife says to me, can you help him jump his car? I said, me? You want me to help him jump his car? Okay, sure. Let's give this a whirl. Now, he had a hybrid, and so I pull my car up to the front to go hood to hood, right?
Sure.
But yeah. It's not where you do it in a hybrid. It's in the back.
His engine or battery or whatever it is not in the front. Got it.
Correct.
All right. That's fair.
So he...
Not everybody knows that.
I had no idea. So then he goes to the back, opens it up, and he's working on his part. Like, I'm going to do my part over here. Hannah's got the internet open looking for the right way to do it. He'd never done it. He's not a car guy either. So I open mine. And then I take the clips, and I put them on there.
Alligator clips?
Alligator clips, put them on there, crank up my car. I did see some smoke, a couple of wisps of smoke come out of my battery at one point.
Okay.
And sure enough, man, I sit in there, let it run. It said let it run in about 2 to 3 minutes, so we did. Took it off, got the clips off, shut my hood. He goes to start his car, didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, I go, look, this is probably user error. I probably did something wrong. He goes, I don't know, you know, who knows with this thing. So he ends up calling AAA. AAA guy comes out, he gets it jumped in 30 seconds. 30. Done. Out the door. All right,
see you guys later. They have like a special thing to do it.
I guess. Still.
They don't take their own truck and pull the hood. They actually have like a battery starter.
Yeah, they did it, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, they did it.
I just go straight to the AAA. I don't even try to do anything myself.
I was wondering why we even tried it, if he did have AAA, but he got it done. and got out of town. So, or got out of the neighborhood. But yeah, just another embarrassing moment. So in front of my wife as well. Like, sorry.
It's interesting because your story actually relates to two of the more interesting stories I anchored last night at Channel 10.
Did he?
First one, you were talking about the smoke coming up from the battery.
Yeah.
So apparently there's this new TikTok trend where kids take their school-issued Chromebooks and, like, jam something metal into the port to try to cause it to spark and catch fire, and then they film it and post it on TikTok, which, of course, is property destruction, and it's school property, and it's like, that's a horrible thing to do.
Now, we haven't posted a TikTok to the Ben and Woods account in a little while.
About a year.
So, Ben, you got your laptop,
you got laptop on you?
Yeah, Channel 10 will not want me to put my...
But it could go viral.
No, I see. It's not worth going viral for a... I mean, even a Chromebook is about $400, $500 bucks.
They're not cheap.
I mean,
no.
Adam will pay $500 right now for a
viral video.
Video.
He would actually.
Yeah.
He
why are they
would.
Doing this?
Because it's a TikTok trend. That's what a lot of those trends are, just dumb things that kids do and then repeat that they see other kids doing
but
and post
just,
it on the internet.
You just posted again your crime, you absolute moron. Here's Jimmy posting, all right, Jimmy, your parents now owe us $400. Like, they're not the smartest. I guess kids have never really been that smart. When we committed crimes and stuff, though, we at least didn't film them.
But now they do.
Now they film them.
Constantly.
It's constant. I just robbed this kid. Look at this. Look at all this loot that I got.
It's not just kids. I mean, the whole, you know, when Patrick Mahomes and all the athletes were getting robbed, that's how they got caught. They posted, right. Oh, hey, yeah. Look, we just robbed a famous professional athlete here.
Why? I can, I guess there's part of me that can, I can remember not being the greatest with, like, school property. I would write on desks and stuff like that. I would write on them. But I wouldn't try to light them on fire or jam switchblades in them or anything. I don't know. It's just weird to me. Like, let's ruin this computer is a weird trend.
It's so weird. I thought I had the same feeling. And then the other part is you mentioned your Bo's friend Vance.
Yeah.
I thought all his friends were named Jackson.
Well, most of them
because that's the, I thought, most popular name right now. But we actually had a story. What is the most popular baby name from last year? Boys
this.
And girls. And the answer is Liam and like Olivia.
Yeah,
I love or a
both
boy
of those
and
names.
A girl.
Yeah.
And here's the part that really stunned me. It's been Liam and Olivia every year since 2019.
That's crazy.
Every single year, the most popular boy's name in America is Liam, and the most popular girl's name is Olivia.
Yeah.
Every year.
Every year.
I just
every
looked
year.
It up. The old prep service a couple of days ago had some stats on this. Like,
probably heard it on your favorite local radio show.
It's more than just Olivia and Liam. Like, girls' names. Emma is a top five name every year since 2002.
Makes sense.
Amelia has moved up. Charlotte was in the top 10 for the 11th year.
I know Charlotte.
Mia, Sophie, Isabella,
those
Evelyn, Ava,
girls,
and Sophia.
Girls' names are so much more beautiful and sweet than boys' names.
Top 10 boy names from last year were Liam, which has been in the top 5 for 12 straight years.
Yep.
Noah, top 5 for 14
Liam
years
and
in
Noah.
A row. Right?
Is that, Liam and Noah
aren't
Gallagher.
Going, aren't you going to see them this summer?
How do you not have a Liam and a Noah?
It's not for lack of trying.
I was going to say, was that on the list?
Waylon was my first choice. Waylon Woods, I thought, sounded good. Hannah wanted nothing to do with it. Nothing. Waylon would have been awesome.
Oliver, for the sixth straight year, was a third most popular name. Theodore, James, Henry, Mateo, Elijah, Lucas, and William.
While we're talking about kids and school and stuff, can we have a conversation? I just want to have a conversation. This is just a conversation.
Just asking the questions.
I'm just asking the question. Got assignment yesterday for my son, Bo, 7 years old, first grade. Wrapping it up, you know, a few weeks left of school. And Hannah said, listen to this. And she played me this song that Bo needs to memorize in its entirety for his first grade class for you. Paulie has it.
Yes, I do.
The whole song.
The Planet song.
Oh,
the Planet
nice.
Song. Check this out. We're just having a conversation.
There are 8 planets in the solar system. We revolve around the sun.
Join us to learn about the different planets. Now sing along and have some fun.
Okay, so far so good.
My name is Mercury. I'm the second hottest planet, the closest one to the sun. A year on my surface is 88 days. I'm the smallest, but I'm lots of fun.
Okay.
My name is Venus. I'm the hottest planet, but the second planet from the sun. I'm the brightest planet.
You get the point.
Yeah.
It's 3 minutes.
I was worried
long.
They were going to have to try to come up with something
Uranus?
To rhyme with Venus.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Uranus. I am Uranus. That's right, Uranus. I haven't heard the Uranus
All right.
part. I didn't make it that far.
It's lengthy.
Yeah, it's 3 minutes long.
Even eliminating Pluto, which is no longer a planet. Eight, now not nine.
So, do you remember how it starts?
We are the planets of the solar system, and we all like to have some fun, or something like that.
So, my question was...
Hey, Chunks, my name's Uranus. I am blue in color. I'm the seventh planet from the sun.
Is this one guy
Uranus
has changed...
is blue in color. That's not your best day.
Call your doctor.
Call your doctor ASAP.
Is this one guy who's just changing his voice
Maybe.
Slightly and... Like
Maybe.
Putting it all together, or is this actually eight different guys who sound awfully similar?
Name's Uranus.
Uranus.
I am blue in color. I'm the seventh planet from the sun. Humans have named me the icy planet because I am the coldest one.
Okay. So my question, and again, I just want to have a conversation. Can we just have a conversation on this? Why is this important?
Kids are learning facts about the planets.
For
our solar system.
For what?
All right, you just blew my mind. You're right.
For what?
Oh, I mean, dude, how much time do you have? I could do hours.
That's what I said.
Learning,
I want to have a
learning the planets, the only thing that you get from learning the planets is knowing the names of the planets.
Do you use that information?
It will never affect your life, really, whatsoever. Unless, I mean, I guess if you become an astronomer
or an astronaut
and are studying the solar system.
See,
for,
now this is where I just wanted to have a conversation. Because if you can convince me, that's the question. Satan's Blowfish said, what's the question? The question is why? What's the point?
My name's Uranus.
Isn't a ton of learning pointless, though?
That's kind of my point.
Practicing learning is always good to
do. Practicing learning is great.
See,
it's great.
I don't even, and your kids are still just a little young for a lot of like the core schooling that I'm thinking about, but like cursive, I think it was third grade, maybe fourth grade for me. Haven't used cursive since. I have to imagine kids nowadays with tablets and laptops.
I'm getting answers. So Satan's Blowfish is incensed I would ask why.
Like knowing a lot of pointless stuff.
Okay.
And I do. Like I can do a crossword puzzle because I know tons of pointless stuff, but it doesn't really do anything other than make me feel happy that
just,
I know
again,
a bunch of pointless
I'm just
stuff.
Just asking what Katie says to learn simple physics to spark interest in their future learning so that one day they'll know how to jump a car. That's a very low blow by you, Katie. That is a very, very
got your ass
low blow. Again, I'm just asking the question. KG says, what would you prefer them to learn? Tax brackets. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yes. No.
How
a deductible works.
I think I've told you this before. There was a post on, I don't know, Twitter, Instagram, something from years ago that I remember. It blew my mind. And it was just, I didn't learn in high school how to apply for a loan,
correct.
How to use credit cards,
for a job.
What insurance
now you're seven
is.
And four, I get it.
I know. This is more like high school, middle school. But it was like, I don't know anything about insurance. I don't know anything about my student loans. But thank God that I know the Pythagorean theorem.
Correct.
And I go, yes.
Now, again, I'm just asking the question. I'm not right, ripping on the curriculum. What is, like, him having to memorize this 3-minute song about planets? It's great. Like, have fun with it, whatever. It sparked something in me yesterday. And I asked Hannah, what is the point? And Hannah usually pushes back at me. She goes, yeah, you're right. What is the point?
Well, if we didn't get, you know, young children into things like science and math, then we wouldn't end up with any
scientists or mathematicians. Yeah.
Mathematicians.
How about teaching math?
Would probably be bad.
Or how about just work on some math?
I'm sure they're doing math.
Yeah, they
right?
do a little
they
math.
Do some math.
I don't know. I was just asking the question. Don't attack me. I'm not, I don't, I was just asking
the
question.
No, I'm with you. There's a lot of pointless stuff that we learn that you spend a whole year in school learning.
Stressing out about.
And you never revisit it again.
Yeah.
I don't think I ever had to write anything in cursive after fourth grade or whatever it was.
No, I just, it, again.
Eventually, you just started typing everything.
I defer to the teachers because you guys are incredible. Well, you guys know how much I respect teachers. I think you have the hardest job on the planet. You have to watch our kids, teach our kids, discipline our kids when we're at work or sitting on our ass sometimes. You know what I mean?
You have to teach kids boring stuff that they have zero interest in
for sure,
all day.
For sure.
That is difficult.
Tessa said, I knew this question would turn the chat into turbo mode. It absolutely did. I'm just asking the question.
I mean, there's practical knowledge, and then there's academic knowledge.
Could you just, didn't we all just have to learn, like, the names of the planets, and then that was kind of it, yeah.
I mean,
I don't remember.
I couldn't tell you, like, the order that they go in.
No, me neither. Is there an acronym for them? I remember the Great Lakes, Holmes. I'll never forget it. You're on Ontario, Michigan, Erie, Superior. I'll never forget Holmes from when I was a kid. But
MVEM. J S U N.
Mifflin.
Yeah, there we go. Nailed it.
I don't know of a set. Maybe a set. My very educated mother just served us nachos.
That is fantastic.
Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, and Neptune. My very educated mother just served us nachos.
I was just curious. I'm getting killed. It's again. And it's hard because as a parent, you're like, hey, just do what they tell you. Zip your lip. Don't question everything. Just go do what they tell you.
Look smart. Street smart.
Correct. Correct. That's exactly right.
When I was a kid, I didn't connect the dots. There was a TV show running when I was a kid. It was called Third Rock from the Sun.
Yeah.
And I go,
what is that?
What does that mean?
That's Earth.
I'm like, oh, Mercury, Venus, Earth. We're the third rock from the sun.
That's right.
I'm like, whoa. Blew my mind.
You should have memorized that song.
I had street smarts, though. I had TV to tell me
that. Guess what I get to do all weekend? Hit me. Play me a little more. Let's see here.
My name's Uranus. I am blue in color. I'm the seventh planet
like that?
From the sun.
Absolutely.
Humans have named me the icy planet because I am the coldest one. My name is Neptune. I am blue in color. I'm the eighth planet from the sun.
In my mind, I'm trying to figure out the chorus.
I have too many storms in my atmosphere, and I'm the furthest planet from the sun. There are eight planets in the solar system. We revolve around the sun.
It's kind of a banger.
Join us to learn about the different planets. Now sing
Gabriel,
along and have
Gabriel
some
in the
fun.
Chat. Gabriel needs to relax. He says, hating on physicists, astronomers is crazy. No one's hating on them. He's 7 years old. He's not a physicist nor an astronomer. Maybe one day he will be. I don't know how much that song is going to spark that. And no one's hating on them. They're the like most brilliant people on the planet. But I was just curious.
I don't know how useful it is to know every track that Pearl Jam ever released, but
also
guess
true.
What?
I know.
You do know it.
That's right.
So, you know, we pick
but they
up
didn't
these,
teach me that in school.
Trying to think of
we
what
pick up
song,
knowledge.
Like, do you guys remember any songs you had from your school days? Elementary school, we had the States.
I remember
song.
The Conjunction Junction, the ones from TV.
Yeah, I remember
Schoolhouse
that from TV.
Rocks.
I'm
that's
just
about
a
it.
Bill.
Yeah, no, bill. Richard, you're right. He says, teaching them to be curious about stuff in a fun way. Everything doesn't have to be practical. Obviously, you're thinking like an adult and asking why instead of just enjoying stuff. For sure. Absolutely.
I guess I was just
asking the question.
If you're 7 years old and you have to learn about the solar system, I guess
a
song.
That's the best way to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Math is a wonderful thing.
Yeah, get off your ath. Let's do some math. Math, math, math.
See, math ain't fun. Jack Black.
Jack
made it
Black
fun.
Made
There's
it
actually
fun.
No math in that song.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah,
he had some math.
Oh, it's later in the song.
He said, like, 8 minus 4 is 4. It was very elementary math.
No, it's not.
Get off your ath. Let's do some See? Math. Math, 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 math. 3 minus 4 is.
Negative 1.
Negative 1. That's right. And six times a billion is...
6 billion?
Nailed it. And 54 is a 45 more than what is the answer, Marta?
9.
No, it's 8.
No, it's 9.
Yes, I was testing you. It's 9. And that's a magic number.
Never forgot it. So I'm just going to play this on repeat all weekend.
How else would you know that 54 is 9 more than 45 I never would have.
So again, just ask the questions. I love all of you. I love all the astronomers, all the physicists, all the teachers, everyone.
You should ask Mike Schulte that question at the top of the hour.
I get so many questions for Schulte.
First, though, we got Taquan Woods. He's got plenty of knowledge when it comes to musical trivia. You've got a chance to qualify for a trip to Las Vegas. If you want to be our contestant, call now, 833-288-0973. We'll get to that coming up next after traffic with Ben and Woods here on 97.3 The Fan.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. GEG-000466. For a full list of games and rules played at 7 Mile Casino, visit 7milecasino.com.
We're talking this morning about how 7 Mile Casino is even closer than 7 miles from the new giant resort that just opened down there in Chula Vista. But it is very easy to get to if you're looking for something to do this weekend. Make the drive down the 5 West Side Bay Boulevard right there on San Diego Bay. Beautiful view. Great place to go with friends and have a great time playing some cards, Woods.
I think they should actually teach the kids how to play a little California-style blackjack. Might serve them well. It's all about math, right?
Texas
Hold'em, Pi-Gal, Baccarat. Someday their time will come. But, yeah, 7 Mile Casino got everything you're looking for. Great food, friendly dealers, and obviously the proximity, man. 7 minutes from Petco Park. Great place to pregame. Great place to postgame. Great place if you can't get a ticket. You just want to go watch the game.
Yeah, great place to brunch on the weekends. Just Saturdays and Sundays, but it's the award-winning best brunch in the South County at Sammy's at 7 Mile, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. tomorrow and Sunday. Please check it out. And for high-limit players, they want you there. They want you playing at their tables, friendly dealers, comfortable chairs, and more. It's all for you at 7 Mile Casino, just 7 minutes from downtown.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
Nick in the chat says, what am I doing during the break? I'm whistling the Planet song. Thanks, Woods. You're welcome. You're welcome. I guess we can all learn. That's the point. We can all continue to learn. I didn't know that acronym. And now I do, and now I know
my very educated mother just served us nachos.
Yep, very good.
Planets of the solar system.
I will use it all weekend, I'm sure.
All right, we've got Mike Schilt coming up at the top of the hour. Right now, though, so many contestants to choose from. We got full phone lines. Let's get to our final game of the week. It is time to Take on Woods. Take on Woods is brought to you by Bay Alarm, security and fire alarms for every business. We got you. And let's go line four today. Is this Alex?
Yes.
Hello, Alex. How are you?
Hey. I'm doing great.
All right, let's end the week with a win here. Five questions of musical trivia. If you beat or tie Woods, you will qualify for our grand prize trip to see Bruno Mars in Las Vegas. Two tickets to the show at Dolby Live at Park MGM on September 3rd. Two nights stay at Park MGM and a $100 gift card. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Now, you get to pick whatever category you want, but I might just give you a nudge toward the new category today. Now, we still have the old categories, a groovy category, the word groove in the title of all the songs. And we have Luck O' the Irish, O apostrophe, appearing in all the answers. But the new category today was submitted by my good friend, Tier 1 Doug Downing. It's called Vetter Cup, and it features five bands and artists with San Diego connections in honor of the game tonight. But it's up to you. I want you to play with a game that you think gives you the best chance. Alex, what's it going to be?
Let's go with the San Diego one.
All right. I'm glad to hear it. All right. Again, Tier 1 Doug, he was an intern of mine many years ago, has submitted a category with five bands and artists, all with some sort of San Diego ties. You'll have 60 seconds to answer as many of the five as you can. If you don't know an answer, say pass. We will get back to it if there's time left on the clock. First question is the two-second song. You need to give me both the song title and that San Diego-connected band to score the point. Alex, are you ready to play?
I'm ready.
All right, Paul, you good?
I'm ready.
All right. 60 seconds
on
the clock. The category is Vetter Cup.
All right.
Alex, your time begins when Paul plays the music. Good luck. Let's take on Woods. Which folksy pop singer lived in her van in Ocean Beach in the early 90s before her Pieces of You album went platinum 12 times? Correct. Which quintessential California band used the San Diego Zoo as the location to shoot the cover for their legendary album Pet Sounds? Formed in the 1960s, which San Diego band's biggest song is allegedly a drunken mispronunciation of In the Garden of Eden?
Pass.
Which reggae group's biggest hit is a cover of Peter Frampton's Baby, I Love Your Way, featured on the Reality Bites soundtrack?
Question again?
Which reggae group's biggest hit is a cover of Peter Frampton's Baby, I Love Your Way, featured on the Reality Bites soundtrack?
UB40?
No! Just the one. Just Jewel. Two-second song was What's My Age Again by Blink-182. You knew Blink was going to be in there. The Beach Boys is Pet Sounds. Iron Butterfly, In the Garden of Eden, In a Gata De Vida. And the last one's tough. It's Big Mountain, but I included that one because Doug said it was his and Breanne's first dance song at their wedding. So I don't think that's going to do it. Let's bring Woods back in. He gets the same five questions. All right. Woods doesn't get the category. Alex scores locked in. 60 seconds back on the clock. Woods, your time begins when Paul plays the music. Good luck. Let's take on Alex.
What's My Age Again? Blink-182.
Correct. Which folksy pop singer lived in her van in
Jewel.
Ocean? Correct. Which quintessential California band used the San Diego Zoo as the location to shoot the cover of their legendary album, Pet Sounds?
Oh, Beach Boys.
Correct. Formed in 1960s, which San Diego band's biggest song is allegedly a drunken mispronunciation of In the Garden of Eden?
In a Gata De Vida by Iron Butterfly.
Correct. Which reggae group's biggest hit is a cover of Peter Frampton's Baby, I Love Your Way, featured on the Reality Bites soundtrack?
Can hear it.
Definitely the toughest one. You got time. We can chat.
can't I think
which
of
reggae
it?
Group's biggest cover is hit is a cover of Peter Frampton's "Baby I Love Your Way," featured on the Reality Bites soundtrack.
5 seconds.
Ben's Taint. I have no idea.
Ooh. Big Mountain. Four is a good score today. It's a 4-1 win. So that category was submitted by our friend Doug Downing.
Oh, Doug.
And it was on Better Cup. It was bands and artists with San Diego connections.
San Diego connections.
And
I love it.
He picked that last one because it was Doug and Brianne, his wife's, their first dance song at their wedding.
Oh, how sweet.
We've left that
baby,
in for
I love your way. It's excellent.
Alex, sorry, didn't happen for you today. We will have a new category and a new game next Monday as Take on Woods continues. All right, do you want to open the phones? You want to just chat when we come back? It's Friday. Keep it loose.
Let's go topless.
Ooh. Ooh.
Topless segment.
All right. Who knows what's going to happen? Wild Friday happenings as we get ready for Mike Schilt. Coming up next on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Man, a lot of sports going on right now. You got the NBA playoffs, you got the WNBA starting, you got all kinds of stuff. You got golf, you got baseball. Underdog, leading place to make all your sports picks. You can now play right here in our state. All you have to do, download the app, choose whether players will go higher or lower on one of their stats. You know how daily fantasy works. A lot of fun to play. If you're doing basketball, you know, higher or lower, rebounds, points, assists, so much more. Playing on Underdog is a slam dunk. Very, very simple. And once you get your picks locked in, you can play with as little as a dollar. If you get everything right, you can win up to 1,000 times your money. So, been playing Underdog for a while. May get in there this weekend on some baseball, maybe a little golf as well. Download the Underdog app. Sign up with the promo code Woods to unlock a special offer of up to $1,000 in bonus cash. When you make your first deposit, that's promo code Woods. Now, you have to be 18 and over, 19 and over in Alabama, Nebraska, 19 and over in Colorado for some games, 21 and over in Massachusetts and Arizona. Present in the state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms do apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit ncpgambling.org. In Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXTSTEP to 53342. And in New York, call the 24-7 HOPE line at 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Do I need to be worried?
I think so at this point.
Are we being targeted?
This is getting weird.
What did we do?
Paulie, you got scammed last week for a few hundred bucks.
Yeah, scam. Someone
got bank fraud.
Stole his credit card number and used it, or attempted to use it.
Yeah,
in
Weed,
bank.
California.
Yeah, that's right. At the
gas station.
Flying
pilot.
Pilot.
When you say scammed, I feel like someone called Paulie from a number asking him if he wanted to extend his warranty on his car, and he
sent them
$500 to some random Venmo.
They used like a skimmer or whatever, and got my information and made a dummy card and bought $500 worth of munchies up in Weed, California, at some gas stations.
They got your old pal Woodsy this morning. So yeah, you should be worried. You're next.
You're next, Ben.
Just got a $438.07 charge to Tire Rack. All right.
And tire rack
on my credit card. And then I
got like one premium tire or four really cheap ones.
And then I got a Chase fraud thing for $110 at Reynolds and Keller Towing. Somebody's having some car trouble, and they're using my credit card
on your dime
to get out of it.
Now, you were talking about how you had to try to jump a car recently.
Yeah.
Were you on Ambien, and maybe you called
the
towing service?
Middle of the day, dude.
Bought some tires.
I'm looking up Reynolds and Keller Towing.
Good old R&K.
R&K Towing in...
Why, Reynolds and Keller Towing.
Simply the
worst.
Simply the worst in Columbus, Ohio. And then what was the other one? Tire Rack?
Tire Rack. Probably also in Columbus. Well, my guess is they blew a tire. And
there's a Tire
towed.
Rack San Diego, it says. Tire Rack.
Is there one in Columbus?
Tire Rack official site. You sons of bitches, man. They're coming for me. So yeah, now
you need a moment to go cancel everything.
I'll just do it after the show. I'll call them on the drive home and let them know. It's headquartered in South Bend, Indiana, home of my beloved Notre Dame University.
Tire Rack.
So, yep, I would go the extra mile, Ben, today and start putting fraud alerts. And somebody's after us. They got Paulie and Weed. They got me in Columbus and South Bend. And they're coming for you next.
Goes says Tire Rack is a huge aftermarket wheel company.
Okay,
I don't really know what aftermarket means. Is that like secondhand?
Gently used, maybe? I don't know.
I think tires aren't something you really want to get used, right?
You want to get them new every time.
Once you've used them, you really have to get new tires.
That's right. Aftermarket. Maybe it's the ones they couldn't sell. Not from the dealer, he says. What? Homemade?
Etsy. Go to Etsy and buy your tires.
Yeah, I have a side business. I make tires. I'm good. I'm going to pass.
They're really cute.
Made by third-party companies. What does that mean? So not by Firestone? Or Goodyear,
Nexen. That's
Stone.
One of the advertises on the Padres games all the time.
Timu tires. Yeah, exactly. God dang it, dude. It's just one of those things where you're like, oh, boy. Got to go deal with this today. It's like $500 on my credit card. I'm not too worried about it. But
it's the lingering.
But now they just said, all right, we're going to send you a new car. And I'm like,
it's been 9 days now for me, and I'm still like...
Still feeling it?
Yesterday, I got three more things. Hey, this payment didn't go through. Hey, we tried to charge your card for this. Your subscription hadn't gone through. And I'm like, okay, let me
it's
log
gonna
in.
Update that.
Got what's my
new
password?
Card.
Oh, son of a bitch.
I know, dude. I know.
There's definitely things you want to be homemade, like chicken noodle soup, and things you don't want homemade.
Yeah, tires.
Like tires
that's
for
exactly
your car.
Right. When you buy custom wheels, those are aftermarket wheels. Okay, got it, got it. Not what the factory puts on the vehicle originally. We got some smart tier ones. You got some dumb radio hosts here. I'll tell you that right now.
This hour on Better Woods.
That's what I learn every day.
Brought to you by Frozen Rope San Diego. Hey, parents, here's a message from Coach Kurt at Frozen Ropes. Is your child 6 to 12 years old and thus named Jackson? Then Baseball Summer League is the perfect fit for your player. Starting June 16th through August 17th, Summer League includes 8 practices and 8 games. Go to sandiegofrozenropes.com. That's sandiegofrozenropes.com.
Apple TV game tonight, I'm reading in the chat.
Is
that correct?
No Don, no Mud.
Apple Friday
TV,
night off
but
for the boys.
Jesse and Tony.
Yep.
Usually by the bottom of the first inning, it's synced up. I don't know why it never works at the top of the first
it's
inning.
It's always
but...
our feed.
Yes.
The other team's feed works every time. But when I flip on the game in the first inning, it's just dead silence when I flip over to the local radio feed.
But then
I text
in.
Adam, and he goes, well, it's working for me. I'm like, 20 minutes later, they figured it out.
They figured it out. Why is it? Yeah, it is.
Every
it's
single time.
Ours. It's always ours. All right, so Apple TV game. It's a good presentation, man. It always is, and you know, it's Inconvenient for some, for sure. But it is always a really, really good watch on there, as long as you do get to sync up with Jesse and Tony. I'm
curious who's going to be starting in left field.
Tonight, yeah.
Tonight.
As am I. Righty on the bump.
Righty on the bump. But that didn't matter last time. You had a righty on the bump, and they started Brandon Lockridge over Jason Hayward. Was
that was a particularly... It was a
opposite splits.
Well, it was Kyle Hendricks with reverse splits, right? It was, you know, but I for me, I thought, man, kind of a soft thrower in Kyle Hendricks, maybe a good spot, but I just, the game before with Hayward, he looked fairly lost, you know, at the plate. The last AB especially was really, really tough, and I feel for him, man.
Today will be telling, because if that was simply, hey, get your head right, you got a day off, and then the Padres, we have a day off, and then we'll put you back in there on Friday.
Could be.
It'll show you that they still have faith in Jason Hayward. If he's not back in the lineup today,
that's tough.
Then it's the sign of probably maybe a change coming. I don't know that Mike Shildt is going to necessarily address specifically his lineup tonight, but I certainly can ask him a little bit about, you know, Jason Hayward and how, as a manager, how do you deal with a guy who's...
Especially a veteran.
You believe in, but he's slumping. And at some point, you have to look out for the, you know, current production of your team, but you also want to get that guy going. You know, your team will be better off if he, you know, if he starts playing like you think he's capable of, but how long can you give a guy? You know, how patient can you be? How does that work when you're the manager of a ball club?
Well, we talked to, you know, during the roundtable yesterday about it, and everyone kind of had varying opinions on it. But, you know, you always defer to Tony Gwynn Jr. as he knows, you know, the player pretty well and knows the team pretty well and knows the game pretty well, having grown up in it and seen a lot in it, Benny. I always love getting his insight. And, you know, he basically said at this point, they're not a real knee-jerk team, and they're not a real he's certainly not a real knee-jerk manager. You know, he's just not. So I think, you know,
I'm not a knee-jerk fan or broadcaster.
I can be a little bit knee-jerk, but I'm getting better. I think I'm getting better with my old age.
And I don't think making or thinking about making a change with Jason Hayward is at all knee-jerk at this point. 3 weeks ago, that would have been knee-jerk. Now... Yeah. Now it's a concerning trend where you have to maybe address it.
It's much easier if you have somebody banging down the door. Obviously, it's much easier when you have a Dalton Rushing ready to come in and catch a couple times a week for the Dodgers.
Yeah.
And he's ready. He's ready for the show. Oscar Gonzalez, there's some stuff I like about Oscar. I mean, he is the freest swinger I've seen in a long, long time. He really is. That's a nice way to put it. Tirso didn't get many opportunities to shine here.
What, 11 at-bats?
11 or 14, yeah, I think 14 ABs. You know, had a knock, walked a couple times, hit a couple balls hard. But I just don't, I don't know. And I think with Oscar Gonzalez and Tirso, I think you're giving up a lot of defense that you are not giving up with Jason Hayward. And with Jason right now, you're giving up a little bit of offense, and a lot of offense. But, you know, at some point, they are going to have to find the longer-term solution.
I don't know that we give Mike Shildt and AJ Preller, for that matter, enough credit on it's such a delicate balance of wanting to get young guys, especially their opportunities and some playing time. But like, bro, you're also, you have big plans.
Your aspirations,
like,
are huge.
But you're hoping to win. This, like, hey, if we're the Colorado
White
Rockies.
Sox, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But like, let them play, get them 140 games.
Right. Conversely, if you know you're not going to get that much production, isn't it more valuable to give more experience to the young guys? Jason Hayward doesn't need experience. You know what you've got in him. At least you can find out about Tirso or Nellis if he's playing, and you're not giving up anything because you're not getting anything.
Well, you're giving up defense.
Defense.
You're right. Giving up defense, which, raise your hand if you think Mike Shildt values defense. Everyone's hands shoot up. I mean, and, you know, look at the organization he was
schooled under. I think Lockridge is probably a better defender out there.
Than Hayward?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, just speed-wise. Hayward makes the plays that he gets to, and he's got some speed, but he doesn't have elite speed anymore in left field. So, I mean, there's a lot of things to balance, and we'll talk to Mike Shildt coming up in less than 10 minutes. First, though, got to check traffic, and then the last couple of minutes of this hour, a fellow member of the San Diego media with a social media post that stunned me yesterday.
Blew my mind.
Yeah.
Blew
my
mind.
That's next here on 97.3 The Fan.
From the 855 Get Ross Traffic Center, protecting San Diego after accidents or injury, here's Kelly Danick.
Traffic is brought to you by The Grilling Store at Hillcrest, Ace Hardware at 10th and University. Looks like the roads are winding down pretty nicely. An accident cleared on the coastline south on 5 near Loma Santa Fe. Traffic is brought to you by The Grilling Store at Hillcrest Ace Hardware. Purchase a grill this week and your first cookout is free with 12 burgers and 12 franks courtesy of Omaha Steaks. That's The Grilling Store at Hillcrest Ace Hardware at 10th and University. I'm Kelly Danick with Ben and Woods, San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
So Kirk Kenny is a sports writer for the UT. He's on the San Diego State football beat, has been for the last few seasons. And he posted this yesterday that caught my attention. He said, I ate at the Del Sur location of Chick-fil-A almost every day during the pandemic just to get out of the house, prompting one employee to suggest I try dining there every day, except Sundays, for a year. Nearly 4.5 years later, .. And there's a picture of him pointing to a sign they have put up inside Chick-fil-A. It says, Kirk has dined at Chick-fil-A 1,369 days in a row.
Good God.
1,369 straight days of Chick-fil-A. I mean, I like Chick-fil-A.
I'm doing math.
4.5 years.
4.5.
4.5 straight years.
1,000.
There are questions.
3.75 years?
People ask them in the chat, how are you not dead? What's your cholesterol level? I saw all of these. And he said, well, I know it's not the best thing, but I usually sub out salad for the fries or soup and then get an unsweetened iced tea. So it's really just the regular Chick-fil-A sandwich. And he eats it every single day. They said, what if you're out of town? Well, everywhere I get travel to cover the Aztecs, there's a Chick-fil-A. So I go when I'm out of town. And obviously you take Sundays off because Chick-fil-A is not open on Sundays. Crazy. No? Yes?
Beyond.
Very crazy.
Okay. My brain is a little bit rattled by it. Not only, obviously it's a lot of time. Don't you get tired of the same meal every day?
Did he not travel at all in the last 3.5 years?
Well, he went to Aztecs, but he said there's always a Chick-fil-A wherever he goes. So.
Huh. He eats the same, basically the same lunch every single
day. Every single day.
Couldn't do it.
Except Sundays.
It's wild.
Wow. All right, we got Mike Schilt joining us. Final hour of the week. Ben and Woods next on 97.3 The Fan. We'll be right back.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.